Number 28. Who's number 28?
We are.
How many in your party?
Five.
Well, come on in. Your table's ready.
When will it be our turn?
When there's an empty table. Are you on the wait list?
Yes, sir.
Be careful. It's the upper part, okay? Are you sure?
Don't you think it's too big?
It is big, but I asked for a big one on purpose to catch everyone's eye.
It looks good, ma'am.
Really?
It's ready. You can plug it in.
Oh, please, Musa, turn on the switch, would you? Let's see how it looks with it on.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Abdi, the customers are complaining.
I'm going. Let me just check for a second. Congratulations! Cheers for Mr. Akbar Ali Makam and his wife, and Ashpazbashi's new sign! This is a great day! This is an important day!
Where have you been, Mr. Abdi? We've been waiting for you for hours.
There's something wrong with your watch. Get it fixed.
He has a point there.
Did somebody say something?
Let it go. Just take my order, please.
Go on.
Two kebabs, please.
What else?
One fillet of kebab. How much will that cost?
9,800.
And here you go.
And you?
3 fava rice with lamb shanks and 1 saffron casserole.
He doesn't look like you.
Good. Both of us should have been up there. Not just me, but both of us.
I don't think so. You're more important.
Me no.
Let's go. Why don't you come into the office when you're done?
Yes, ma'am.
Numbers 29!
Yes, sir.
I'm at the office.
Hello, sir. Please, be seated. Enjoy yourselves. Hello there. Please.
Cherry rice with chicken. Hurry up. Cherry rice with chicken.
Wait a minute. What is this? What is this, I asked? Why aren't you paying attention? What's wrong, sir? Don't come to work if you aren't going to pay attention. I've said before, don't come to work when you're sick. And now I'm telling you not to come to work when you're feeling down. I don't need workers who aren't paying attention to their job.
I'm not down,
sir. I don't have to listen to what you say to know how you feel. Your plate shows it all. This food is depressed. Have you ever seen depressed food? In my restaurant, no one pays for depressed food. Hamid.
Yes, sir.
Fix this plate before you send it out.
Right away, sir.
Have you ordered?
Yes, I ordered 55 fava rice with the lamb shanks plus a 35 chicken saffron rice casserole.
All right, good choice.
Why only 35? It's not enough. Order more casseroles. Don't embarrass me in front of my guests.
Stop it. We counted the guests. There are only 70 of them, right?
If Mr. Javadi's family comes, there'll be more than 70 guests.
They won't come. I asked Parham and he said they won't. Don't worry.
Excuse me, please. Can I ask how many guests you have?
I believe it'll be around 70.
Don't worry about a thing. Our portions are large. Hopefully it'll be enough.
Oh, that'll be great.
How much is my bill?
Sarah, dear, would you please get up?
I've already added it up. It's 562,500 tomans.
It's 562,500 tomans. I hope you'll be happy.
Thank you. There you go.
Oh, thank you so much. Your order will be ready tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Please make sure you're here by 11:30 as we're very, very busy.
Thanks.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Yogurt and beets, spinach yogurt, saffron yogurt, and mint yogurt. Which one do you want? Excellent choice.
What would you like to get? I said, what would you like to get? That'll be 2,400.
Sorry? I beg your pardon?
2,400 tomans.
Sorry, hold on a moment, please.
Your change, sir. Your change.
Yes, this is also a great choice.
Two filet kebabs, two chicken saffron rice casseroles, two plain rice, two Persian meatballs, one trout, four grilled lambs, five kebabs with saffron, two side orders of kebab, okay. Two chickens, two trout, two kebabs with rice, two chicken schnitzels, two side orders of kebab, three kebabs, two chicken schnitzels, three kebabs, three chicken schnitzels, three kebabs with saffron.
Mr. Akbar.
Yes?
We've run out of flavor rice with lamb shanks. There are only 8 servings left. Tell them not to take any more orders.
Okay.
Thank you.
Minu, we can just serve fava rice with chicken. Don't take any orders for lamb shanks. And please tell Abdi that as well. And as for tomorrow, we'll only take 150 delivery orders. We can't handle more than that.
Kebabs, one chicken with rice, two kebabs with rice, two Persian meatballs, two filet kebabs with rice, two chicken with rice, two kebabs with rice, two Persian meatballs.
Eat this apple. I won't take no for an answer.
Mom never gets tired. At the restaurant, at home, anywhere. She's always bossing us around. She's like autumn rain. Sometimes a little drizzle. And sometimes a shower.
Abdi.
Yes, ma'am?
Don't forget to give the insurance company the list of the workers.
Sure, ma'am.
Thank you for coming, sir. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Miss Almaz, where's your glove?
Hello, sir. I just took it off.
And why's that?
I cut my finger. Couldn't work with those gloves on.
You're making the salad with an injured finger? In this kitchen, no one makes the salad without gloves.
I swear, sir, I just took it off.
I want you to throw it away. You either put gloves on or you go home. Miss Layla, you make the salad tonight.
Yes, of course.
What's wrong, sir?
What are you doing, Essie? Haven't you learned yet? Why have you started preparing them now? Can't you see how crowded the restaurant is?
But ma'am wanted us to make sure we don't run out of kebabs. These are the extras. We've got double the orders for tomorrow.
See? As simple as that. In a matter of seconds. How long does it take you to do it?
I've been at this for 40 years. I started from nothing before I got to this place.
You're doing this for 40 years?
Yes.
All right. One score for you and one for me. Ibrahim, pay attention. Let's start. Go on. Come on. What are you doing?
I'm done, Mr. Akbar. I've never seen anything as bad as this. It's not a horse race, you know.
Let's see. What do you think you're doing, huh? What are you looking at? Get on with your work.
Yes, sir.
Essie, where are you going?
Oh, no, you've been picking on everyone tonight. On me, on him, on her. Is that right?
Wait a minute.
Essie, what happened?
Nothing, ma'am. You can ask your husband.
Tell me what's wrong with Essie.
I found fault with his work and he walked out on me.
Good riddance. This is no place for those who get weak at the knees. What are tomorrow's orders? Can you tell me?
They're all here. There you go. Number 39.
Would you like to call up the other one? What was his name?
You mean Ramat?
Yeah.
What difference does it make? They're the same.
We'll call him, please. We have a lot of orders for tomorrow and can use an extra hand. Abdi.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else?
Hello.
That is all for now.
Really? All right, so tell me later. Just get a taxi and come straight to the restaurant. I really need you to hurry up. Okay, thank you.
Is he coming?
Yes.
Do you think he's fast enough?
Definitely. He used to work in the bazaar's crowded restaurants.
Sarah, dear, what are you writing there all the time?
It's personal.
Are you keeping an eye on the little ones? You're their oldest sister. Where are they? Where are they?
They're at Grandma's.
What are they doing over there?
It's their wedding anniversary. Please tell me you didn't forget about it.
Their wedding anniversary. Who told you?
Uncle Manucher. I'm supposed to buy a cake and a gift and go over and join them.
Then what are you waiting for? Get going.
Well, what do people usually wait for?
You're always asking for money. What is it with you, really?
I most certainly am not.
Go to the party, Sarah.
But that's all I get? What am I supposed to buy with this
one? Go away, Sarah. I'm busy. Text me if you need anything. Don't waste my time by calling me. Go on.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
I beg your pardon. Excuse me, ma'am. The soup is ready for you.
Let me see. Spicy enough. Soups should be a little spicy. You should add some pepper to it.
Right away, ma'am.
Number 47, please stand on the lower steps. I will call you.
Okay.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bon appetit. How many are in your party?
Six.
It's gonna be a while before a table for six is available.
That's all right.
Okay.
We'll
now,
wait.
Stand on the lower steps. I will call you. Oh, hello, Ahmad.
Mr. Akbar told me to come. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
I must go in.
To work? Well, let me take care of these customers first. First comes first.
All right.
Alireza. Alireza. Come do your job. Hurry. There's a ton of things to do. Get on with it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Two kebabs with saffron. Three kebabs.
Excuse me, Mr. Akbar. Ma'am said it's not spicy enough.
She said it's not spicy enough?
Yes, sir.
Who on earth told you to ask her opinion?
She said this morning she wants to taste the soup.
The kitchen, the food, and how it tastes are up to me. Don't you get it yet?
Yes, but she told me herself.
She asked you for the soup?
Yes.
Get out of my way.
Three grilled lambs, two chicken, and filet kebabs.
Minu, are you saying the soup is tasteless?
I didn't say it's tasteless. Just that it's not spicy enough.
All this soup needs is just some black pepper, which you can find on every table.
Of course. You're right, dear.
Hello, sir.
Mr. Amat's finally here. Welcome. Here you go, the person you asked for. Let me see your nails. They're fine. Okay,
with
let's
your
go.
Permission.
Come on, hurry up. There's a lot of work to do. You don't touch anything without gloves. You put the meat on the skewers and grill them.
Leave everything to me. Grilling the meat, slicing the tomatoes, plating up everything.
As you see, we're
yes,
running a good
in
business
Tehran
here.
Knows.
Come here.
Two filet kebabs, one chicken schnitzel.
Rest assured, Mr. Akbar. I am not an addict anymore.
Now listen, Ramat. I hate cooks who are addicts. Actually, I hate addicts in general.
I know, Mr. Akbar. I hate addicts as much as you.
All right. I want you to go wash your hands and clean your nails. Scrub them with a brush and soap.
Okay.
The kitchen shoes are over there. Don't enter the kitchen with these shoes.
Sure.
You got what I said? All right, then.
Yes.
So get on with your work, then.
Okay.
Two filet kebabs.
Wait a minute.
Two kebabs.
Come here, please.
Don't forget the soup.
Yes, sir.
Two filet kebabs with rice. Two chicken schnitzels.
All right. No one should rush it. Saffron crunchy rice should be on the side of Iranian plates. Steak and Chinese chicken should be served separately. Don't put them in the same tray with Iranian dishes. Don't you get it? Now do your work. Put some crunchy rice on this.
Would you care for anything else, sir?
No, thank you. Let's go, everyone.
Thank you for coming in tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you very much.
It's a real find, I'm telling you. Only 10 or 15 years old. That's all. I've asked the landlady to stay home until I bring you to see the place. It's really worthwhile to take a look.
But we're not in a hurry.
No, I told Mr. Javadi this morning to call us if he finds a good place. I told him this morning and he's here right now. Isn't that wonderful?
Just come and take a look at it. It won't hurt just to look.
You mean right now? No way. We're too busy right now. Stop by our house in the morning and we'll go then.
Please listen, darling. We're in no position to buy a house right now.
Well, just say yes. I will take care of all the rest.
Akbar, don't worry. I'll be back soon.
And you, sir, you won't be coming?
Who's going to take care of this place? The doorman?
Mr. Javadi,
right.
Let's go now.
Yes, ma'am.
Akbar, lock the door when you go out. Bye. Let's go.
After you. Goodbye, Mr. Ali Magam.
Could somebody please tell me why this door is open?
One chicken, two plain rice, two Persian meatballs, one chicken, two filet kebabs with rice, one fava rice, three steaks, two chickens, two trout.
No rush. Get out of my way. Send it over.
Two kebabs, two chicken schnitzels.
Hurry up, move it.
Here you are. Okay.
Ashi, hurry up. People are waiting.
Right. Two filet kebabs, two chickens, two chicken schnitzels, two kebabs with rice, two chicken schnitzels, two side orders of kebabs, two fava rice. Hurry up. Trout.
What do you think, ma'am?
It's nice. How big is this place?
I saw the estate title. The land is about 1,000 square meters, and the building is about 580 square meters. It has six big bedrooms, just perfect.
But I think it looks really old. You said it's only 15 years old.
What difference does it make, Mrs. Kirka? You can live here for 2 years, then knock it down and build a new apartment complex on the land. You know what? When it comes to that, we can become partners on this one. This is a real find. The location of this property is spectacular. It's really a one-of-a-kind opportunity.
Well, I'll agree to a partnership if they accept our terms.
Leave that to me. I'll take care of it. For now, if you could please wait for me in the yard for a few minutes, I'll be right with you as soon as I'm ready.
Fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am. Sorry for bothering you.
Not at all.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Excuse me, but may I have a word with you for a moment about something, please?
Of course.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you may rest assured. Goodbye.
Okay, no problem. Congratulations.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Everything's okay. Goodbye. She agreed. Congratulations to you, ma'am. You've made a good deal. A very good deal.
Number 52 now. Number 53 should be ready. Oh, hello, ma'am.
Hi, how are you doing, Musa?
Doing just fine.
Someone's taken my parking place. As soon as it's empty, tell Abdi to come and get my keys and move the car.
Okay, then.
Hello. Hi there. How you doing? Hey there. Hello. Is everything okay?
Hello.
Wonderful.
This is yours.
Hi. Tell me, is everything okay, Miss Matabi?
Yes, ma'am. Aren't you going to send food for the kids?
No, they're over at their grandma's. My mom will probably cook something for them tonight. Hi, Sarah. I know I asked you not to call me all the time, but I didn't ask you not to call me at all. What's going on over there?
It is really a pity you're not here. Grandma has cooked 3 different dishes. Chicken for us, macaroni for Farad, and mixed herb stew for herself and Grandpa. All right, Mom, sure. Goodbye. Mom asked me to congratulate you on her behalf.
Aren't they coming?
No, the restaurant's pretty crowded right now.
What kind of job is it? Mom and Dad don't even leave the restaurant for a second.
That's what running a restaurant takes, son. Just one little moment's neglect can cost you everything.
But there are all kinds of jobs. Why run a restaurant?
What's wrong with it? It's a job, right?
Your grandpa used to serve Persian biryani in his restaurant. Your mother must have inherited this talent from him.
I wish my male offspring had inherited some of it, too.
You know he means me. Why are you being so sarcastic? Don't ruin this night.
What sarcasm? Tell me, please, what have you inherited from me?
Oh? My dear father, I truly hope that you live a long life till 150 years. I don't want any inheritance.
Not that kind of inheritance.
What do you mean?
I mean your character and your manners.
Oh, well.
Well, blow out the wedding candles. Yes, happy 54th anniversary.
Do you think I can take a deep breath to blow it out?
Honey, I can blow it out. Want to see?
No, Grandpa. We only have 1 candle, so you have to do it together.
Woo! Congratulations!
Quiet, quiet. Somebody rang the bell.
I'll open the door.
Blow out the candle.
They already have.
No, just pretend that you're doing it.
Wait.
Who is it? Hello? Oh, yes, please, come on in.
Hello, Essie.
Hello, sir.
Please, come on in.
Thank you. I'm fine right here. I don't want to bother you.
What's wrong, Essie? Why are you here?
What can I say, sir? They fired me.
What?
I've spent my whole life putting meat on skewers, fanning the coals, breathing in the smoke. Who will listen to my complaints? Nobody. Nobody will. I don't know what to do. I don't.
Tell me who fired you, Essie. My daughter?
Both of them. Akbar and your daughter. They keep finding fault with my work. You're too slow, they say. The meat is cut too thin, they say. The skewers don't match.
Okay, don't worry. Come in. I'll call Akbar and talk to him.
Oh, thank you, sir. I don't mean to be a bother.
Don't act like a stranger. My house is your house. Come in.
I'm fine here. I don't want to trouble you.
Reza?
Yes, ma'am.
Ask Akbar to come to the office, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Why did you make a deal without letting me know? You should have at least called me.
You'll like it. I'm sure about it. Wait till you see it. It's exactly what we've been looking for, and the price is really good too. You'll like it.
But we might end up with a ton of debt. We still haven't paid off what we owe for the restaurant's interior design.
Oh, we'll manage, honey. We've lived with debt all our life, and we've always written lots of checks. Take a look at the account books. It'll work out. I'm absolutely sure of it.
All right. It's your call. You're the one in charge of the spending.
Why shouldn't we buy what we can afford, darling?
Hello? Yes, Dad. He was the one who walked out on us in the first place. Dad, talk to me now.
Who is it?
It's your dad. Essie's gone to his house, and Dad is trying to mediate on his behalf. Tell him we can come back to work. Tell him to come back tomorrow.
Hi, Dad. Yes, I know that. Congratulations on your wedding anniversary.
Come on, say thank you to him. It's his anniversary. Thank you, Grandpa. It was really fun.
You're most welcome.
I hope to see you celebrate your 100th wedding anniversary.
Thank you, dear.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Thank you. The food was delicious, as always.
Mm.
Come
right.
Visit us sometime. Take care.
Good night, Grandpa.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Where are you going now? Are you leaving again?
What's wrong?
Well...
Why have you packed your things again?
Well, you see, Father, I usually outstay my welcome after 2 days, and then we start getting on each other's nerves, so...
See, honey? You see how touchy your son is? He hears a few comments about himself and gets offended, leaving with the kids.
You see, Mom, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go to my sister's house for a couple of days for a change of environment, and you'll be rid of me for a while. Goodbye, dear mother. Goodbye,
thanks.
Father.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Goodbye.
Thanks for
See
the
you
gift.
Later.
Thank you for coming. Goodbye.
Let's go inside.
Good night, everyone. Hey there, Mansur is getting lazy again.
Arash, clear that table.
Yes, sir. I'm on it.
I keep telling him to bring the kitchen supplies at night, but he still does it in the morning. I've heard he provides stock for 7 or 8 kitchens.
What's wrong with that? He's never left us out in the cold. He's young and he has to make money. Remember where you and I started from? We started in a dark cellar.
His accounts don't add up.
That's not acceptable. Catch him red-handed if he's trying to trick you, but make sure he doesn't leave us in a bind.
I have someone in mind. I must have told them 1,000 times not to honk their horn around here. They never listen. Let's just go out.
I'm bushed, dead on my feet. Let me take a look at the kitchen first, and then we'll go.
Okay.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
Good evening, ma'am.
Goodbye. Abdi, is that for a customer?
It's for myself.
Are you sure it's enough?
Thank you.
Hassan.
Yes?
Call Yusuf first thing in the morning and tell him to send some more small trout.
Yes, I will, sir.
Tell him I'll send them back if they're not fresh.
I'll call him first thing in the morning, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Well done, everybody. Get a move on. Come on.
Okay, see you guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay,
it's for you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much.
Goodbye.
All right, see you guys. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mr. Akbar, will there be anything else?
No, you can go. Try to be here on time tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll see you then.
Goodbye, sir.
How many times do I have to tell you? Put the rest of the bread in a separate plate. Why is there a cigarette butt in there? Please, be more careful. Ramat, don't forget to take some food home.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Goodbye.
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 Miss Almaz, why are you going home empty-handed? Don't you have a guest?
Thank you, but I don't need any food.
There's no need to do that. Take this.
No, sir. Thank you, but...
There's really no reason to do that. Just don't work in the kitchen without your gloves, and please, don't ever sulk. Please, be more careful. You can go now.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Bye-bye. Goodbye. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Good night to you all.
Oh, good night, sir.
You did a good job.
Oh, thanks, sir. Thanks. Have a good night.
Give my regards to your mother.
Oh, I'll do that. Good night.
Have a good night.
I'm so tired, so sleepy.
Yeah, we're all very tired.
Hi there. How's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
Shall we go?
Hi. Hi. How are you?
You had another argument, right, Manoj?
Father started it. You can ask them. They were there.
Okay. Let's go.
Akbar, shall we go and see the house?
Right now, it's late. We'll go in the morning. Let's go home now.
Yes, sir. Your wish is my command. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who was she?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know?
I promise you, I bet he'll be over the moon. Let him see you on TV and be surprised. That will be fantastic.
Mrs. Minu Kirka, welcome. Mrs. Kirka, welcome to our show.
Oh my God, that's my mom!
Oh, your husband only works in the kitchen. Don't you miss the kitchen yourself?
It's funny you should ask that. Well, everyone understands their roles. I work as the manager, and he works as the head chef. We both know our positions, and we take care of them and do them very, very well. There's no need to think about that in that way.
Thank you, Mrs. Kirka, for coming here tonight, and we hope you continue...